Every parent eventually gets one of those dreaded phone calls. I've had several, but none as terrifying as the one which came on August 7, 1985. Betsy Kreitz from the Witness for Peace office in Durham called to say, "Mrs. Keppel, I'm afraid we have very bad news. The boat traveling down the San Juan River has been attacked. Our people have been seized by a band of Contras. We have a ham radio on board, but have lost contact after hearing machine gun fire. We don't know whether your son is dead or alive." I had been told earlier that week that Tim, my elder son, would be on a mission to establish the San Juan River as a demilitarized zone, and that Contra leader Eden Pastora had boasted on Costa Rican television that his men would fire on the boat and the witnesses. But after checking out several news sources the night before and finding that there was no mention of the trip, I had breathed a sigh of relief and slept through the night. The call came the next day around noon. Radio, TV, and newspaper reporters followed. I had over 80 telephone calls that day. One from the State Department, which informed me they had no knowledge of the event. Later, I learned that a CIA operative, disguised as a journalist, was on the boat. For 29 hours, I waited for word that Tim and the others were not harmed. Bill Leslie from WREL-TV came to my home to do an interview. I heard myself say that even though I was worried, I hoped that Tim and all the witnesses who were in Nicaragua would remain there until the fighting stopped. There were vigils and prayer services in the Triangle and across the nation the following day. The Contras captives were seen in the same light as the Middle East hostages by some people. Others, including a North Carolina congressman, called them witless peaceniks. After a terrifying experience, the captives were released. Tim came to North Carolina for a few days to tell his story. Then he returned to Nicaragua to fulfill his commitment to Witness for Peace. 5 years ago, Tim left the States to teach creative writing and literature in Cali, Colombia. That's right, the South American country where kidnappings happen every day and have become a lucrative industry. Surely no one is kidnapped twice in a lifetime. Surely no parent has to endure the same traumatic experience more than once. That is my hope. That is my prayer.